Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Sky Lesher, Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director of the Office of Financial Management in the U.S. Department of Interior. And joining us in our conversation is Deborah Kammer, another PwC partner.
Sky, when we left off, you were talking about your career. Could you talk about the couple of positions that really got you to where you were and gave you some of those key experiences?
Sure. In terms of the background coming into the federal government, my experience at one of the major accounting firms and in their consulting department gave me a broad background, which was very helpful when I came in to work on specific issues within the federal government environment. One of the things that, of course, you have to do as a consulting partner or anybody in the consulting department is you have to work with all people at many different levels, both the senior executives, but also people down in the trenches. And when I came into OMB, one of the things that is very interesting about OMB, it carries a great deal of weight from where it because of its position, but you aren't staffed. So that I came in with the responsibility to deal with financial management systems, and I had five or six people to deal that within the federal government. And so you needed to know enough about what the problems were, but also how to make it happen when you didn't have the staff. So one of the things we did is help set the agenda, but also work with teams throughout the federal government and the various departments. And I think the fact that in consulting I had worked in putting together teams made it much easier. This was not something that I was not familiar with. I will also say that the work ethic within the OMB environment was certainly similar to what I had experienced in the private sector. They work just as hard, or in some cases, longer hours than even in the private sector as we went through, you know, certain budget periods. So that was comfortable. Now, I was very comfortable in that kind of environment. Moving over, of course, to Interior with 3.5 years of experience in OMB to have understood how the federal government works made it much easier for me to address the issues there.
President Bush just recently honored you with a Distinguished Executive Service Award. Could you talk about that as well as the AGA Certificate of Excellence?
I'd be happy to. I was very pleased and honored to have been selected as one of, I believe there were about 65 individuals that were honored with the Distinguished Executive Award. I would say that, you know, and that's certainly not just my doing, it's a lot of people working on issues in the department, and I was very honored to have been selected. I will say that in terms of sort of awards that I feel very good about, the AGA, the Association of Government Accountants, has an award for Certificate of Excellence in Accountability Reporting. And this is where they go through a process of reviewing our accountability reports, which are essentially the financial statements, and then combining in information related to performance reporting. And they have a very extensive review process that they go through. We've participated in this process for the last several years, and it is probably the best critique we have of our accountability report. So we're very pleased to have basically received this award for our 2000 report, and basically look forward to continuing to work with the AGA in terms of that program, because we think it's a very strong program and it really helps us improve our reporting in our accountability report.
Well, let me shift gears here for a minute. In addition to your work at the Department of Interior, we know that you also sit on the CFO Council. And in this capacity, you were a member of a panel at an AGA professional development conference where you described the collaborations between the CIO, the CFO, and the procurement executive councils. Could you describe what the roles of these councils are and how they collaboratively work together to support sound administration and management within our government?
These councils, and I think they've had a variety of evolution, if you will. The CFO Council was established as a result of the CFO Act that was passed in 1990, and it's gone through several iterations, if you will. It started with the CFOs. There are not all of them, but a majority of the CFOs are political officials, and the deputy CFOs are career. And it started with a CFO council and a separate deputy CFO council. In the early years of the Clinton administration, a number of CFOs and decided that they really needed to basically re-energize those organizations. And at the same time, OMB was downsizing in terms of the size of its operation and combined the management and budget functions closer together. And they created what is now the CFO Council, which is both CFOs and deputy CFOs. And it is a vehicle by which we can speak directly to OMB. The deputy director for management is the chair, and there is a selected vice chair of the organization from one of the CFOs within one of the agencies, is the CFO agencies. And that basically, we work collectively on issues that face all of the various departments and working with OMB on those issues and trying to find solutions. The CIO Council really had its the current version of it, if you will, is as a result of the Clinger-Cohen Act or the Information Technology Management Reform Act of 1996. And that particular act basically brought more focus on the CIOs, established the CIO Council under an executive order, but it combined some organizations that were previously in place to bring the information technology community together. So that's its genesis. And there is another organization that has been recently formed, which is for the procurement executives. And that particular, the Procurement Executives Council, doesn't have the same kind of sort of legal framework behind it, but it was found that these councils are a very effective way of coming together and working on issues. And so it has formed, and basically now the three organizations are working on a number of issues together, because we all realize that we're not disconnected in terms of the need to address management issues. And so we're working on a number of things, and we can talk a little bit more about those perhaps as we go on.
Now, did the legislation for the CFO Act or Clinger-Cohen create these councils?
Well, they created the umbrella for them. I think technically they created the positions for the CFOs and deputy CFOs. They also created the controller position in OMB from the CFO Act, as well as the deputy director for management, and required them to work together. That in the case of the CIO Council, I believe it may have been actually an executive order. But the framework behind these things is that we've created in legislation the positions to basically deal with financial management, which is CFO, and the CIO for the information technology issues, and that it's created the umbrella so that these organizations these individuals can come together and create these councils to basically work those specific issues. There also is the President's Management Council, which is the COOs, Chief Operating Officers, that has been established, that basically will sit over these. And I think everybody is now looking at, within the administration, I say everybody, a large number of people are looking at the issue of how to make these organizations work more effectively together, not just on their individual issues, but on the linkage of those issues together.
Can you talk some about the problems or issues that have been brought to the councils?
Well, I can speak to the CFO Council and one particular issue in the CIO Council that I think is important, but let me take the CFO Council issues. A large number of the issues that we've had to deal with in the last, say, 4 or 5 years have revolved around financial statements, keeping in mind that before 1990, there wasn't even a requirement for financial statements. Then they had to figure out what accounting authority, and what principles we are to apply, because there's not another organization like the federal government, except if you go into other governments and they don't necessarily operate the same way. And so they created an organization to basically deal with the standards. Then we had to start to interpret them, and OMB had to play its role in establishing what we refer to as form and content, which is what needs to be put into the statements and what is the form of those statements look like. And then we had to drive that down to actually basically implement those and also to have them audited, which has been a major challenge, and we've had many issues that we've dealt with. In the CIO community, one of the things we work very closely with is the whole issue of security. And so we've worked in collaborative on a number of issues related to security.
Well, it's a good stopping point. Come back with us after the break as we continue our conversation with Sky Lesher of the Department of Interior. This is the Business of Government Hour.